Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, it's the last session of the week. Yesterday was clearly favored by bears, as the market witnessed a broad-based sell-off. Extending its corrective phase, the market remained under pressure and lost over 0.5%, with the frontline indices falling nearly 1% each. Nifty 50 ended near the day's low at 23,526. It had opened on a negative note and weakened further as the session progressed. Intraday upside bounces were met with selling pressure, and the index ultimately closed at the day's lows. Most sectors moved in tandem with the benchmark indices, with realty, energy and IT emerging as the top losers. Broader indices also faced pressure, each slipping nearly 1%. The Nifty Midcap Index recorded its fourth loss in the last five sessions. Now, this morning, the GIFT Nifty was lower, trading at a discount of more than 60 points from Nifty Futures Thursday close, indicating a start in the red for the Indian market. However, whether the Nifty ends the week with gains or losses depends on the way the street will react to the quarterly results from India's largest IT services company, TCS. The performance from TCS may have a rub-off effect on other IT companies too, five others of which are part of the Nifty 50. TCS reported its December quarter results yesterday that were in line with street estimates on most fronts. Its revenue came in at 63,900 crore rupees, which is a decline of 0.4% when compared to the September quarter revenue. Besides TCS, stocks like iReader and Tata Elxsi will also react to their quarterly results that were reported after market hours on Thursday. The other IT major, HCL Tech, will be reporting results after market hours on Monday. Now, other stocks to track today include Adani Total Gas, as allocation of APM has been revised upwards by 20% with effect from January 16, 2025. GAIL is the nodal agency for the domestic gas allocation. Mahanagar Gas's domestic gas allocation to the company has been revised upwards by 26%. Mazagon Dock will also be tracked, as it has delivered the sixth Scorpene-class submarine, Vagashir, to Indian Navy. Lastly, Polyplex Corporation is to invest 558 crore rupees in new BOPT film plant. Now, looking at global cues, Asian equities and US futures fell as caution took hold ahead of US jobs data that'll help shape the outlook of the Federal Reserve interest rates. Shares in Japan and Australia slipped, while those in Hong Kong opened higher. Contracts for the S&P 500 dropped for a second day after the US trading was closed on Thursday to observe a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. The MSCI EM stock index entered a correction after declining by more than 10% from a high in October, reflecting uncertainty over US policies and China's growth prospects. Global financial markets have been volatile at the start of the year, with Treasury yields marching higher as investors moderated their view on the pace of Fed easing. That shift has reverberated through Asia, where a slowdown in Chinese growth had already sapped risk sentiment. Now, several Fed officials have also confirmed on Thursday that the central bank will likely hold interest rates at the current levels for an extended period, only cutting again when the inflation meaningfully cools. Friday's US non-farm payrolls data is also expected to show a slowdown in hiring in an otherwise robust labor market. Median estimates for the figures forecast that 1,65,000 jobs were added to the US economy in December. The unemployment rate is forecast to hold steady at 4.2%, and the average hourly earnings growth is seen cooling a touch from a month earlier. Meanwhile, oil rose for a second day after falling US inventories offset more signs of economic weakness in China, the biggest importer. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.